Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have more words of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give all the praise and thanks unto you.
谢谢你为了爱我们的缘故，使你的儿子为我们能够降世为人。
Thank you for that you love us, so that your only begotten Son has been born into the world.
谢谢你使你的爱子在十字架上面担负我们的罪孽。
Thank you that your beloved Son has bear our sins on the cross.
谢谢你，你也借着你的爱子设立饼杯，叫我们能够纪念我们的主。
Thank you that through your beloved Son you have set a bread and a cup to remember our Lord.
我们谢谢你是在何等的眷顾，何等的奇妙的安排。
We thank you for watching over us and your amazing arrangement.
当我们在饼杯之后，我们还是要继续的把感谢赞美归给你。
After bread and the cup, we continue to give all the praise and thanks unto you.
我们也为着我们有机会来一同领受你的话语，向你感谢。
We also give you thanks for we have opportunity to together receive your words.
我们是需要你继续的施恩给我们。
We need you to continue to give us grace.
求你为我们敞开天上的窗户。
Pray that you opened up the windows of heaven for us.
倾倒你的话语给我们。
Pour down your words onto us.
无论是讲的、翻译的或者听的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Regardless of those who speak, the one who translate, and those who listen, we wait upon you.
我们真是觉得离了你就不能做什么。
We truly feel that apart from you, we can do nothing.
若不是你供应我们，我们也不能有所得着。
If you do not provide to us, we cannot receive anything.
我们求你丰富的供应给我们。
We ask your abundance of provision to us.
我们也求你管制一切黑暗势力的作为。
We also ask you in reign of all the power of darkness.
我们一同无依无靠的仰望等候在你的面前。
We depend on no one but you.
求你照着你所应许的，将圣灵厚厚的浇灌在我们身上。
Pray that according to your promise, pour down Holy Spirit upon us.
高摩讲的，高摩翻译的，也高摩听的。
Anointing the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
叫我们能够一同领受你自己的供应。
So together we can receive your provision.
我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
We thank you for giving us the opportunity.
我们也仰望你，使这个机会成为在你面前被你数算的机会。
We also look upon you so this opportunity can be remembered by you.
也使我们能在你面前蒙你的纪念。
And also we are remembered by you.
得你的建造。
Being edified by you.
但愿你施恩的结果使我们每一个人能够饱饱足足地回去。
So the result of your being gracious to us, each one of us can be fulfilled and go back.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主，我们再有一次交通的机会。
Thank Lord that once again we are able to fellowship together.
在开始交通的时候，我想提一个问题。
Before I begin to share, I would like to ask a question.
但放心，不用你们回答。
But, don't worry, I won't ask you to answer.
到底我们基督徒是应当以什么样的眼光来看自己？
For us Christians, how shall we look at ourselves?
你是要以什么样的角度来看自己？
From what kind of angles shall we look at ourselves?
我们要以什么样的方式来看神所设立的教会？
How should we look at the church that God has set up?
我想这个是一个存在的问题。
I think this is a question that exactly exists.
如果我们看自己看神的教会的角度不是神叫我们看的方式，
If the perspective as we look at ourselves and also look at church is not what God would like us to look at，
我们有可能错看了自己。
It's very possible that we look at ourselves in a wrong direction。
你不该高看的变得高看的。
You should not estimate really highly, but you estimate too high.
不该把自己看低了，把它看低了。
And those you should not look too low, you look at too lowly.
所以这影响我们在主面前所行走的道路应该如何走。
So affect our way to walk before God.
所以到底我们应当怎样看自己？
So how shall we exactly look at ourselves?
我们读一段的圣经，在哥林多前书第四章。
Let's read a place of scripture in the 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们看哥林多前书第四章第三到第五节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 5.
我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。
But with me it is a very small thing that I shall be judged of you, or a man's judgment, yet I judge not even my own.
我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主。
For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord.
所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那时个人要从神那里得到称赞。
Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsel of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God.
这里有一个看自己的方式是几种不同的情况。
Here is a method that when we look at ourselves, there are several different situations.
一个是可能你熟悉的人，你们怎么样论断我？
There is one that those who know you well, how should you judge or judge me?
一个是可能不太熟悉的，别人怎么论断我？
The other one is that those who do not know me too well, how would they judge me?
还有一个是自己怎么看自己？
And the other one is how do I look at myself?
另外一个是主怎么看我？
Another thing is, how does Lord look at ourselves?
到底我们是活在我们所熟悉的人当中的眼光当中呢，还是活在什么眼光中？
Are we living among the perspective of those who know us, or what are we living under?
我想这个是我们从小到大一直面对的问题。
I think this is the problem that we face since we are young.
你是活在 你熟悉的那个圈圈那个人 那样的眼光里面呢，还是什么样的眼光呢？
Are we living under the judgment of all those who know us, or what kind of judgment are we living under?
或者是某种世界的潮流或者一些流行的看法呢？
Or any trends of the world or those in fashion?
或者别人怎么看我们？
Or how others look at ourselves?
或者你自己好像你自己用自己的标准在看你自己？
Or you look at yourself with your own standard?
你认识了多少，你就用多少看你自己。
How much you truly know, then you judge yourself with that.
你懂多少，用多少来看自己。
How much you understand, then you judge yourself with that.
但是保罗呢，说，不管是你们怎么看我。
But Paul says, regardless how you look at me.
别人怎么看我。
How others look at me.
都不重要。
It's not important.
而且他说这是极小的事情，他不管。他不再活在你们，也不活在别人的眼光中。
He says that is a very small thing. He doesn't live in others or other people's judgment.
更奇妙的是，他不活在自己的眼光中。
Very amazingly, he doesn't live under his own judgment.
我们想说，这个人哈，那一定很麻痹了，对不对
？We think this kind of person must be numb.
那你谁都没有办法影响他。
Nobody is able to influence him.
但是呢，他自己也不能影响他自己。
But not even himself is able to influence himself.
他不活着，他不自己不论断他自己。
He doesn't judge himself.
他把他自己摆在主耶稣的光中。
He put himself under the light of Lord Jesus Christ.
他摆在神的光中。
He put himself under the light of God.
这是我们在主面前恐怕常常要学的功课。
This is the lesson that we have to learn always before God.
我们看问题、看事情是在别人的眼光中呢，在熟悉人眼光中呢，还在自己的眼光中。
When we look at things, when we look at problems, are we looking at under other people's or those who know us, or in God's eyes?
还是在主的眼光中？
or in Lord's eyes.
他说只等主来要照明心中一切所隐藏的。
He said until the Lord comes, he will bring into light the hidden things of darkness.
我们再看另外一段圣经, 在路加福音19章。
We'll read another place of scripture that's in Luke 19.
我们看19章的第一到第十节。
We'll look at chapter 19, verse 1 through 10.
耶稣进了耶利哥正经过的时候,
And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho.
有一个人名叫撒该, 做税吏长, 是个财主。
And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich.
他要看看耶稣是怎样的人。 只因人多,他的身量又矮,所以不得看见。
And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature.
就跑到前头爬上桑树,要看耶稣, 因为耶稣必从那里经过。
And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way.
耶稣到了那里,抬头一看,对他说,撒该。 快下来,
and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at the house.
他就急忙下来,欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
众人看见都私下议论说,他进到罪人家里去住宿。
And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner.
撒该站着对主说,主啊,我把所有的一半给穷人,我若讹诈了谁,就还他四倍。And
Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
耶稣说, 今天救恩到了这家,因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And Jesus said unto him, This day salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the son of man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
这里有一个很富有的人。
Here is a very rich man.
在社会上呢,可能地位也不算很低的。
Probably he has a pretty high status in society.
但是呢,在犹太人看来是个罪人。
But in the Jewish eyes, he's a sinner.
犹太人呢,看呢,罪人,犹太人称为罪人呢,明显的是两种人。
For those who Jews called sinners, obviously there are two kinds of people.
一种是税吏,一种是妓女。
One is the tax collector, the other one is the prostitute.
所以虽然呢,他是这个可能很富有,
so although he was very rich,
可是呢,他在犹太人的圈子当中呢,他是很被人看不起的。
But among the Jews, he was very being looked down upon.
所以对于这个撒该来讲呢,恐怕他很富有呢,以及他做税吏长呢,对他的日子并不见得是一个很好的。
So although he was very rich and was a chief tax collector, but probably his days was not that comfortable.
他心里可能充满了疑问也充满了挣扎。
Probably his heart was full of questions and also struggling.
他到底要怎么样过日子呢? 他才能够过得好。
How shall he spend his days so that he could be good?
可是我不想,这里没有讲说他怎么样知道了耶稣。
Here doesn't mention how he got to know about Jesus.
但是呢,在他的心中呢,产生一个好奇,或者说是一个动力,他要看看耶稣是怎样的人。
But in his heart, there's a motivation and curiosity that he would like to see what kind of person Jesus was.
但这个人呢,因为身材比较小。
But because this is a person of little stature,
他挤到人群当中呢,很吃亏。
He did not have the benefit advantage when he was among the crowd.
他就是踮脚可能也看不见。
Even if he tried to lift him up, he could not see him.
他看不见他所要看的，可能人家也看不见他。
He could not see what he would like to see, but also others could not see him.
但是呢，他就很会盘算。
But he had this counsel in his heart.
他看看呢，主耶稣呢，从那里要经过这里，这边一定会经过。
He saw Jesus will pass from that way to this way, so he knew Jesus will definitely pass here.
所以呢，他就爬到树上去。
So he climbed up to a tree.
这个财主爬树不太常看到。
For a rich man to climb up on the tree, it's very rare to see it.
财主应该是爬在楼上的，应该那个高楼上的，那财主爬在树上比较少见。
For the rich man, he should probably be on the balcony. It's really rare to see a rich man be on a tree.
不止财主，这个做官的人啊，税吏的爬树，很难听到。
Not only just being rich, but he was also an official, a chief tax collector.
所以好像他是为了看主耶稣啊，很多他的这个面子啊，什么东西他已经不太管了。
So in order for him wanting to see Jesus, he put down all his face.
我们知道不太多，但是他就是爬到树上去。
We doesn't know much about it, but he climbed up onto a tree.
我想他没有可能没有想到他那一天哈遇见主会是个大转变。
He probably have never thought of that. The time he met the Lord, it was a big change for him.
他就只是想说，哎呀，我看看耶稣哈到底怎么回事。
He thought, I just like to see what kind of person Jesus was.
怎么大家都在传他呢
？Why was everyone talking about him？
怎么大家都说他好啊
？Why was everyone say he was so good？
怎么大家都说他很有能力啊
？Why was everyone say he was so powerful？
他又医治病人，又叫死人复活。
He healed the sick and also raised the dead。
他那个，他凡是遇见他的人都得帮助。
For whoever met him, they are being helped。
而且他说话蛮有权柄。
And his words are full of power.
我想关于耶稣的传闻是很多的。
I believe there were a lot of talks about Jesus.
但在那个时代呢，可能呢，没有一个有名的人能够像耶稣这样，让人众人都知道的。
I think at that time probably none of the famous person can be like Jesus that everyone would know him.
所以他也许说，我倒要去看看到底是什么样的人物。
So probably he thought I would like to see what kind of person he was.
可能呢，他没有想到说他去看呢，在他生命中是一个大的转机。
Probably he has never thought it was a big transformation of his life.
但是他要去看呢，发现他不容易看，所以只好爬到树上去。
And when he wanted to see Jesus, he realized it was not easy for him to see Jesus, so he climbed up onto a tree.
他就在那里树上等的时候，也许他想说，我只要看一看，我就旁观一下哈，观察一下耶稣怎么回事。
When he was on the tree waiting, probably he was just thinking, I'll just observe.
你知道我们以前小时候爬到树上去啊，是躲起来的啊，让人家找不到的。
You know, when we climb up onto a tree when we were young, we were trying to hide ourselves.
那我不晓得大概是爬在那个很明显的地方呢，还是藏的很隐藏的地方。
I don't know if Zacchaeus was climbing up the tree in a very obvious place or in a hidden place.
但至少有个一定的高度呢，使得他可以很清楚地看主耶稣。
But at least we know he was up to a certain height so that he could see Jesus.
但是没有想到主耶稣走到那个树下。
But he did not realize that Jesus actually walked under the tree.
抬头一看。
And looked up.
这看不得了。
And something amazing happened.
这看呢，不只看到他外面这个人。
Not only Jesus saw this person outward.
可以说把他这个人呢彻底看穿了。
But actually see through himself inside.
我想被主耶稣看过的人。
I believe whoever been looked by Jesus.
都会有同样的感觉。
Will have the same feeling.
谁是鉴察人心的
？God is the one who seeks through the heart.
谁知道你心里的深处藏什么
？Who knows that the hidden things of your heart?
谁知道你里面？所渴慕的是什么东西啊
？Who knows what's the desire of your heart？
有时候你想说，我心里有一个很深很深的问题，一直藏在我心里面，可能十年了，二十年了，可能更久了。
Sometimes we feel that we have a very deep question in our heart being hidden for even 10 or 20 of years.
没有告诉任何人啊。
Never told anyone.
没有跟人讲。
Never told anybody.
但是那个东西呢，就一直藏在心里面。
But that has been hidden in the heart.
那个是那个心中的宝贝。
That's the treasure of the heart.
但是也是生命中可能最深的经历。
But also the depth of the things, the deep experience of life.
可能是最痛苦的。
The most afflicted thing.
可能是叫你这个人最不能够正常的。
That's something make you not able to become normal.
但不晓得大概里面有什么东西。
But we don't know what thing does Zacchaeus have.
但是我们知道说他公开的被人称为是罪人，那可是不好受的。
But we know that publicly being called sinner, it's not good, it's not comfortable for him.
他被称为财主呢，那还不错啊。
Being called rich man is something okay, pretty good.
但是呢，被公开的称为罪人，是大家都可以骂他的人。
But being publicly called a sinner is someone that everyone can scold him.
其实不只是罪人。
But not only sinner.
这个犹太人这里做税的是他替谁收税啊？
So, being a chief tax collector for the Jews, who does he collect tax for?
他是替这个罗马人收税的。
He collects tax for Romans.
他是替罗马人向犹太人收税。
He collects tax for the Romans from the Jews.
就好像我们中国人在日本人侵占的时候。
Like us Chinese when Japanese were taking over.
那帮日本人做事的叫什么？
So what is the one who called those who work for Japanese?
所以呢，他不只是罪人啊，他还被称为像汉奸一样的这样的一个这样的一个人物啊。
So he was not only a sinner, but actually he was called like the betrayer.
所以他有钱对他来讲，一面是好，一面也没有什么好到哪里去啊。
So being rich.On one hand was good, but actually it was not too good.
他有权柄，对他来讲，那个权柄对他有用，又好像没有用。
He has the authority, but this kind of authority to him was on the one hand useful, but on the other hand not.
所以在他心中恐怕有一些是人家没有办法体会的东西。
So in his heart, probably there were a lot of things other people could not understand.
但是主耶稣呢，来到这里一看。
But Jesus came here, looked up.
什么都看到。
And he saw everything.
没有一样东西在主面前是被藏起来的。
There is not one thing hidden before the Lord.
还有呢，主走到那里没有问说你叫什么名字啊？
And when Lord Jesus went there, did he ask what's your name?
撒该下来。
Zacchaeus came down.
不用问他，告诉你是撒该。
Didn't even need to ask him, and he calls out Zacchaeus.
这个名字一叫啊，一直伸到他心里最深处去。
When this name was being called, it's been pierced into his heart.
他怎么知道我叫撒该啊
？How he know my name is Zacchaeus?
我也没跟他自我介绍。
I never introduced myself to him.
我也没有去偷偷的跟他一下。
I never tried to follow him.
所以你知道，主的呼叫啊，是不得了的事情。
So you know the calling of the Lord is a really amazing thing.
你被主这个看一下叫一下都是不得了的事情。
It is really something so great if you're being called or looked by the Lord.
啊，你知道在圣经里面有这个所谓双重呼召啊。
You know in the scripture there is the name called double calling.
啊，主耶稣不神叫什么？亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
God called Abraham, Abraham.
啊，叫什么？雅各，雅各。
Jacob, Jacob.
摩西，摩西。
Moses, Moses.
彼得，彼得。
Peter, Peter.
撒母耳，撒母耳。
Samuel, Samuel.
这每一次一叫的时候啊，都是在这个人生命中有个重大的转机。
Whenever it was being called, it became a great transformation in those people's lives.
我相信撒该这个被一叫一下啊，整个人好像那些污秽啊，那些败坏的东西从他身上就弄掉了。
I believe when Zacchaeus was being called, all the uncleanness, all the corruption was being set off, released from him.
他心里不晓得藏了多少东西，他没有办法讲出来的。
For all the things hidden in him, he was not able to tell anyone.
这个被主叫一下呢，好像烟消云散，哎呀，清爽。
When he was being called by the Lord, everything seemed to clear up.
不止如此。 主人说，我今天晚上要住你的家。
Lord even said, I must abide at your house tonight.
这犹太人看他就躲啊。
For the Jewish people saw him and tried to run away.
要么就骂他。
And scold him.
但是主耶稣说，我今天晚上住你家。
But Lord Jesus said, I will abide with you tonight.
这个主是主动要去住他家，不是他把主拉去住的。
Lord initiated that he would stay with him, not that he invited Lord.
他被这样一叫，一看，而且呢，主说：“我今天晚上要到你家住。”When
he was being called and looked upon, and Lord says, "I will abide your house tonight."
他里面那些多少的那些的难过的东西呢，通通都不见了。For
all the sorrowful things in his heart, all gone away.
他就急忙下来，而且欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
And he made haste and also joyfully received Jesus.
你知道我们遇见主的人常常都是很欢喜。
You know that those of us who have met the Lord, we are very joyful.
你在聚会中有主的同在，你就喜乐。
When there is presence of the Lord in the meeting, then you are joyful.
有的人是很忧愁的来的。
Some people come with sorrow.
有的人是带着重担来的。
Some people come with heavy burden.
有的人是带着问题来的。
Some people come with problems.
带着愁苦来的。
With sorrow.
但是当主向他显现。
But when Lord manifests himself to them,
他就充满了喜乐。
He is full of joy.
所以这个喜乐在他里面也是有一种扭转性的作用。
So this joy in him has the function of overturning.
一个蛮有主同在的聚会。
The meeting that's full of Lord's presence.
你不需要用很多的活动，很多的办法。
You do not need a lot to use a lot of activities or methods.
弟兄姊妹就常常被主的喜乐充满。
Then brothers and sisters are often being filled by the joy of the Lord.
有时候我们看一些所谓的聚集，有很多的活动。
Sometimes we see certain meetings have a lot of activities.
你里面却不喜乐。
But inside of you is not joyful.
因为主不在当中。
Because the Lord is not among them.
所以遇见了主就很喜乐。
Therefore, when you meet the Lord, it's full of joy.
就是你连个人亲近主，你跟主的关系一打通了，你都常常喜乐。
Even when you are having close fellowship with the Lord, once the relationship is breaking through, you are very joyful.
所以这个人呢，他遇见了主之后就得救了。他得救的一个重要的经历就是喜乐充满他。
So when this person met the Lord, he got saved. And the most important experience of his salvation is that Lord's joy filled him.
而且呢，当他得着这个喜乐，他跟主的关系，他是一个很欢欢喜喜的去接待主。
And when he received this joy, the relationship between him and the Lord is that he received the Lord joyfully.
这有的人呀，这个是接受的主哈，可是呢，一想起主呢，就觉得还很遥远。
Some people have received the Lord, but whenever they think of the Lord, they feel He's far away.
跟主的关系呢，不能亲近。
There's no intimate relationship between with the Lord.
他用很多头脑的一些想法呢，拦阻他跟主的关系。
He used a lot of thoughts in his mind to that hinders his relationship with the Lord.
主看到这个人呢，他是向着主的心是可以打开的。
Lord saw this person that his heart is open toward the Lord.
所以主呢，遇见他之后，主耶稣要跟他同住，要把更大的喜乐给他。
So when Lord met him, Lord says, "I will abide with you and to give him even more joy."
但是当主说要去与撒该同住的时候，这周围的人啊就开始起哄了。
But when the Lord said he will abide with Zacchaeus, then all those people start to murmur.
他怎么可以去跟一个罪人住呢？
How can he stay with a sinner?
他是罪人，难道主耶稣看不出来吗？
He was a sinner. Wouldn't Jesus know that?
所以大家可能不敢明讲，但是私底下讲他是罪人啊，怎么可以去呢？
So although people dare not to speak up openly, but they say he was a sinner, then how could Lord go?
耶稣不应该跟罪人分开吗？
Shouldn't Jesus be separate from the sinners?
主知道他们的心。
Lord knows their hearts.
主说人子来是寻找拯救世上的人。
Lord says the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost.
不管是一个明显的罪人，或者是一个隐藏的罪人。
Whether a very obvious sinner or a hidden sinner.
都是个世上的人。
It's someone lost.
也就是没有犯那些明显的大罪，但是只要你还在活在旧的生命中，老亚当当中，都是罪人。
Even though you did not commit any obvious great sins, but when you are living under the old Adamic life, that's sinner.
但是主知道，主要叫这个家能够蒙更大的恩典。
But Lord knows, and He will let this house to receive even more grace.
所以主说到这个家去住。
So Lord says He will abide with this house.
我想我很难体会撒该的心情。
I think it's very hard for me to understand the feeling of Zacchaeus.
我也很难把它讲的让你们非常非常的觉得很有道理。这个撒该他的感受是什么？
It's also very hard for me to describe so you really understand the logic behind Zacchaeus' feelings.
但是你真正遇见主的时候，你可以体会撒该的心情。
But if you truly meet the Lord, you can understand how Zacchaeus feel.
撒该得救了。
Zacchaeus got saved.
他得救了之后，他里面有一个很强的感动。
After he was saved, he had a very strong feeling in his heart.
钱对他没有那么重要。
Money is not important to him anymore.
你要知道，做税吏长的，看钱应该是很重的。
You know, as a chief tax collector, he should see money very important to him.
我们以前在读书的时候，有人这样的帮助我们。
When I was studying, some people help us like this.
你拿一颗柠檬。
You take a lemon.
给一个学经济学的。
To someone who studied economics.
他呢拿起来一压一挤一杯柠檬汁。
He squeezed it and a cup of lemonade come out.
但是这个压过的这个柠檬呢再交给一个学财税的。
But the lemon that's already been squeezed and let's give this to someone who learned about tax.
对，这财税的就是税吏，要做税吏的。
So those who study about taxation, that will become the tax collector.
他呢，再弄一弄，搞一搞，一压，又半杯。
And after he tried to squeeze it even more, half cup come out.
好，所以那时候我们想，哦，学财税的比学经济的高明。
So we say those who study taxation is even better than those study economics.
啊，不是，这是压榨的能力啊。
This is something that you have the power to squeeze.
要从你的口袋里面把钱拿出来。
To squeeze every money out from your pocket.
要有办法的。
He has his own ways.
所以专门从别人口袋拿钱的人。
So those who take money out from others' pocket.
现在呢，从他口袋把钱拿出来，这不简单啊。
It's not easy for him to take money out from his own pocket.
而且这个拿出来不是普通的拿出来啊。
And this taking out is not just something normal.
不是拿一个零头啊，一个大数目，一个小小的零头，不是那个零头啊。
Not just taking the changes, it's a big amount.
他说，我把我所有的一半分给穷人。
He said, I will give half of my goods to the poor.
这个圣经讲他是财主啊。
The Bible says he's rich.
这个财主的一半，那可是不小的。
Half of rich man's goods, that's not little.
你知道我们有时候为了一个小小的交个小小的钱都在斤斤计较。
Sometimes we really try to calculate, even we try to submit little money.
我们这里是算分的，对不对？
Because we even count the cents.
我以前在台湾只算的角，不算的分了。
In Taiwan, I also count those little cents.
这都算分的，对不对？
And here we count the cents.
你这个加油还有分的，下面还有另外一个。
When it filled out the gas, there's
这个一半是大饼一切一半过去了。
But half of the goods is half.
谁有这个本事啊？
Who's able to do that?
什么力量？
What kind of power?
谁劝他了？
Who exhort him?
主耶稣怎么说？劝撒该，你看看你的钱哈。
The Lord tried to tell him that, look at your money.
主耶稣没讲什么。
Lord did not say anything.
但这一个人他知道他遇见的这个主耶稣是极其的宝贵的。
But this person knows the Lord he met is so precious.
你如果认识的主的宝贵哈，叫你奉献不是件很难的事情。
If you truly know the preciousness of the Lord, it's not hard for you to give offerings.
如果你不觉得主耶稣很宝贵，
If you think the Lord is not precious,
叫你拿个零头都很困难。
It's even hard for you to give out any change.
但是如果你认识主的宝贵，
But if you know the precious of the Lord,
一半不难。
It's not hard for half.
不但一半不难，全奉献也不难。
Not even hard to give out half, but even whole.
所以主耶稣在这个人心中多宝贵，就看他奉献的态度就很有感觉。
So that how precious is the Lord in this person's heart, then we can tell from the attitude of his offerings.
这个主耶稣在那个宝贵主的人心中，如果很有地位的话。
If Lord has a high position in the person who is precious of the Lord.
他就是没有，他还想办法奉献。
Even if he has nothing, he still tries his best to give offerings.
因为他心中觉得这是太宝贵的事情。
Because he feels it's something so precious in his heart.
所以撒该呢，因为这样子遇见主一下，他一半的财产就出去了。
So because Zacchaeus has met the Lord, then half of his goods is offering out.
这个出去不是去做生意啊。
This offering is not to do business.
他说分给穷人了，就是没有回来的。
But give to the poor, so he doesn't take them back.
出去就出去了。
So go as he offer out, it's out.
那我们都有生意头脑，对不对？
We have all our business thoughts.
哦，我记得以前我在大学时代有一个人告诉我，他做生意一个原则。
I remember I was in college that someone told me that he has the principle of doing business.
他觉得别人都很笨。
He felt other people were foolish.
十块钱做十块钱的生意。
They used $10 to do $10 business.
他说我做生意是一块钱做十块钱生意。
He said the way I do business is use $1 to earn $10.
他这话讲了几年之后呢，我就发现了他一块钱都没有了。
Then after he spoke like this for several years, I realized he has nothing left.
他生意垮了。
And his business was all gone.
但是呢，撒该不是把钱拿去投资做生意。
But Zacchaeus doesn't invest his money for business.
但这不是讲，这不讲，当然讲不是地上的投资了。他这给出去呢，神呢在永恒的账目上呢给他预备钱财。
It's not talking about the earthly investment. Once he offer out, then God prepare money for him in eternity.
这个是白白的奉献，没有报酬的。
That's all free offering without any taking anything back.
还有另外一点呢，让我们很稀奇。他说：“我若讹诈了谁呢，还他四倍。”
Another thing very amazing is that if I have false accused anyone, I restore him fourfold.
这个哈，不是个律法。
This is not a law.
啊，你不是说撒该这样做，那以后我也是四倍哈。
Don't say that if Zacchaeus did this, then in the future I also give out four times.
不是。
Not that way.
这是他遇见的主，主在他心中给他有种感动。
This is because he has met the Lord and Lord has touched him in his heart.
他在神的感动当中呢，自愿。
Under the touch of God, he offered very willingly.
这个讹诈表示是对人不义了。
False accusation, it means was not righteous toward other people.
但他对人呢，他要用四倍把他付清。
But he will return four times unto people.
这件事情有什么重要？
What's the importance of this?
这件事情可以说就是我们今天的题目，他对他的往事有一个了结。
So this is the theme of our topic today, the concluding of his past.
他蒙恩得救没有问题。
That's no question about his salvation.
他在神面前 罪得赦免，没有问题。
There is no question about his sins forgiven before God.
主接纳他，没有问题。
There is no question about how Lord received him.
可是你看，当主说我要到你家住的时候，马上就轰轰轰就开始有反对的声音。
But when Lord said, "I will come to stay with your house," then a lot of people start to be against it.
大家在偷偷的讲，怎么可以去撒该家呢？他是个罪人呐、啊，他是税吏长啊，他去诈啊压榨我们呢、啊。
Everyone says, "How can you go stay in Zacchaeus' house? He's a chief tax collector and he's a sinner, and he even falsely accused us."
所以可见，这一个撒该的得救。不止在神面前有在神面前那一面。
So we can see that the salvation of Zacchaeus not only is toward God.
还有另外一面，他的人当中的一面。
And also it's before man.
这一面呢是关于见证。
This aspect is about testimony.
而且他是有能力去处理这件问题，这个问题。
And he has the power to resolve this problem.
所以。主遇见他之后，他心里就会感动。我用四倍去还我过去所讹诈的。
So after Lord met him, he was touching his heart that I will use four times to restore to those I falsely accused.
使得啊，他在人当中的见证呢，被主恢复起来。
So the testimony of him before man is being restored by the Lord.
所以这一他这样一做呢，所有对他有意见的嘴巴呢，那意见呢，统统被堵住了。
So as soon as he does it, all those who are against him, their mouths are being closed up.
不但如此，在他的心中呢，也不再有撒旦的控告。
Not only that, but also there is no more accusation of Satan in his heart.
你得救很喜乐。
You are saved, you feel joy.
但是，如果有一些东西可以搅扰你，就可以把你的喜乐把它踢掉。
But if there's anything that can hinder you, then it can take away your joy.
所以基督徒看自己，不是用别人的眼光看。
So for Christians to look at ourselves is not from other people's point of view.
也不是用自己的眼光看。
Also not through our own point of view.
乃是用主的眼光看。
But through God's point of view.
所以撒该面对这个问题呢，不是人家在那里提说，哎呀，撒该，你欠我多少啊？
So when Zacchaeus faced this problem, it's not that other people tell him how much you owe me.
而是当他被主这样一看的时候，被主这样一呼召的时候，他心里就产生了感动。
But as he was being looked by the Lord and being called by the Lord, his heart has this touch.
他自己也觉得他以前太不像话了。
He also felt what he did before was really wrong.
如果那些的问题不处理的话，
If we did not resolve all the take care of all those problems,
恐怕呢，他以后在人当中呢，人是羞辱主的名，人借着他羞辱主的名。
Probably before man, then when people see him, it will shamefully, it will put Lord's name into shame.
人不能把荣耀归给主。
Then man cannot give glory unto Lord.
因为他有破口在那个地方。
Because he has this hole give ground to enemy.
所以呢。那个神就感动他了，他就愿意花四倍的代价去把这个破口解除了。
So Lord touched him that he's willing to use the four times to resolve this breach.
所以撒该他有这样的感动，不是经过他的分析的。
So that for Zacchaeus have this kind of touch, not through his analysis.
不是他在那里苦苦的思考，我有什么事情。
Not that he was trying to think so hard. What kind of things do I have?
也不是别人的建议。
Not the suggestions from other people.
是主遇见他的时候，主就在他身上给他那个感动。
Is that when Lord met him, then Lord touched him?
也给他一个看见，他有些东西呢，在神面前是需要处理的。
And also let him see that there is something about him that needs to be resolved before God.
所以。我们每一个人信主之后，对过去的事情有一些往事。
So that for each one of us, after we believe the Lord, to those things in the past,
有些是一些具体的事实在那里的。
Some of them have actual or really the facts that were there.
有些那些具体的事实已经有点遥远了，已经过去时间很久了。
Some of those facts have passed long time ago.
但是呢，总有一个东西，那个东西呢，如果它是往事的话，在我们身上常常会拦阻我们跟神的关系。
But if that's the past, but that's that would hinder our relationship with God.
所以有一些事情哈，你知道，弟兄姊妹，我们必须要很认真的在神面前面对。
So for certain things that we must seriously face it before God.
这是一个严肃的事情。
This is something very serious.
我们需要在主的光中啊，让主自己，让主来光照我们。
We need to be under Lord's light to be shined upon by His light.
看看在我们的心里面，是不是有一些事情哈，是别人不能提的。
So is that something in our hearts that something cannot other people cannot mention?
谁只要提到我们这个人就发疯了。
Whoever mentions it, then we will go crazy.
平常看得很正常。
You see that he's normal.
谁只要碰到那个我们心中最不愿意碰的东西呢，我们这个人就完全失常。
Then whoever touched something that we do not want to talk about, then we become abnormal.
那些东西呢，就是一种往事。
And those things are the past.
所以只要碰那个事情呢，那个老亚当那个邪恶的那一面呢，就暴露出来。
So whenever that thing is being touched, then the evil thing of the old Adamic life comes out.
是不是有一些事情呢？我们一碰到那个东西的时候，我们就好像落在黑暗里面一样。
Is there something that whenever we are touched by that would become fall into darkness?
使得我们好像不活在神的光中，我们就被那个黑暗给笼罩住了。
So that we are no longer under God's light, we are being covered by the darkness.
是不是有一些事情是叫主的生命不能够从我们身上显露出去的？
Is there certain things that Lord's life cannot be manifest through us?
有时候我们在平常的表现是不错的。
Usually that our regular acts is good.
但是呢，一碰到某一些事情呢，我们完全就变成好像一个不信主的人一样。
But when certain things come up, then we become someone who seems like non-believers.
这些东西呢，就是一种往事。
Those are the past.
啊，而且呢，那些事情呢，常常可以给撒旦、给黑暗势力有利用、有搅扰、有攻击我们的机会。
And those things give the power of darkness.The chance to attack us, to bother us,
或者有一个控告我们的机会
or to the chance to accuse us.
一个人如果真的蒙恩得救
if one is truly saved by grace,
他在神面前是可以坦然无惧的
then he has the boldness before God,
不用害怕的
without fear.
啊，但是怎么样说？如果你有些东西呢，你没有让主把你彻底的处理一下的话，你怕提那个东西。
But if there are certain things that's not being completely dealt with by the Lord, then you are really afraid to mention it.
我怕大家误会，我讲一点我的经历。
I'm afraid that you misunderstand me, so I will talk about my own experience.
我在没有信主以前，有些东西在我心里深处是我不知道的。
Before I believe into the Lord, that there was something in the depths of my heart which I didn't know.
连我自己都不知道。
I didn't even know it.
但是神很爱我。
But God truly loved me.
在我信主之后呢，有一个特殊的机会，就让我面对那个我不知道的事情。
But after believing unto the Lord, there was a special opportunity, so I had to face that something I didn't even know of.
所以当那个面对的时候呢，我就发现呢，我一面对那个东西的时候，我就发现我这个人失常。
So when I had to face it.I realized that I become abnormal.
你本来很冷静的，变得不冷静了。
I usually was calm, but become really not calm.
你本来讲话很有头绪的，变成颠三倒四了。
First, originally maybe I talk very logically, but later I become illogical.
你本来很平安的，结果呢，就变成非常的苦恼焦躁。
Usually I have peace, but then become bothered.
我就是落到那个情况。
I fell into that condition.
我就搞不懂为什么会这样的情况。
I didn't understand why.
后来我就 回到神的面前。
Then I return to the Lord.
主在我安静跪在他面前的时候
，When I was kneeling before him quietly，
就告诉我
，And told me，
在你里面，你的深处有一个你不知道的东西，但是他一直在跟着你，一直在害你。
There is something in you, in the depth of your heart, that although you don't know about it, but he's always following you and attack you.
我不知道，所以我没办法处理。
I didn't know about it, so I could not deal with it.
主借一个环境，借着他的光照，让我知道，哎，我居然还有一个东西在里面。
Through our circumstances, through his light, he let me realize there's something in me.
所以我只有仰望主的怜悯，就把我从那里救出来。
So I seek his mercy to let me be delivered out of this.
所以使得我呢，在主面前呢，可以呢，做一个没有里面没有障碍的人。
So before the Lord, I'm able to be a person without any obstacle in my heart.
因为那些事情在我身上呢，使得我对某一些一类的事情呢，看法是个扭曲的看法。
Because of those things on me, so that my point of view towards certain things are also crooked.
在不碰到这一类东西的时候，可能还可以。
When those things are not happening, maybe it's okay.
但只要一碰到这类东西的时候，我完全是一个扭曲的。
But whenever I touch all those, I become someone crooked.
但可怕的事情怎么样？是我不知道自己在扭曲里面。
But the scary thing is, I don't even know that I'm under this crooked situation.
所以主光照我。
So the Lord enlightened me.
还好我这个事情只需要在神面前处理。
It was good that I only have to deal with this before Lord.
我在神面前处理之后呢，我发现后来以后就没问题了。
After it's been dealt with before God, then I realized there was no problem anymore.
但是呢，主也在我身上做了类似像撒该的事情。
But Lord also has done a work on me, just like what He did to Zacchaeus.
就是我以前在得救以前呢，曾经跟人家订了一个约，要写一本书。
Before I was saved, I had promised someone I would write a book.
结果呢，我订约之后不久呢。也不没有不久，恐怕有一两年了，还没写出来。
After I promised, I made the promise. After one or two years, I still did not write it.
我进行了一个阶段，然后呢，后来就停在那里。
I wrote to a certain point and stopped.
然后呢，我就信耶稣了。
Then I believed unto Jesus.
信耶稣之后，我整个心呢就被主吸引了。
After believing unto Jesus, my whole heart was being drawn by the Lord.
就没有时间，没有力量去做那些事情。
I never had the time and the energy to do those.
这一拖呢，就拖了，又拖了几年。
I dragged it on for another several years.
我都忘记了。
Then I forgot.
但是我已经拿人家定金了。
But I already took the deposit.
而且就花掉了。
And spent it.
花到什么地方都不记得了。
I don't even remember where did I spend on.
用完了。
Spend all.
但是呢，有一个时间呢，主就让我想起。
But there was a time that Lord let me remember.
我这个事情还没处理。
I have never taken care of this thing.
大概有一个月。
About one month.
我觉得大概很快啊。
It was quick for Zacchaeus.
我那个要他有我差不多前后还有一个月的时间，那个一直心里感觉一直要处理那个事情。
For me, it took me about one month to be touched that I must take care of this.
后来呢？我祷告祷告了，我就想到办法处理。
But later I prayed and I thought of how to resolve it.
我就找一个年长的弟兄陪我去。
I asked an elderly brother to go with me.
陪我去呢，去找那个以前那个出版社的老板。
To accompany me to look for the owner of the publisher.
结果打电话呢，是他太太接的。那我告诉他我们哪一天什么时候到他家。
When I called, his wife picked up the phone and I told her when I would arrive to their home.
后来我们就照那个时间到了。
So I arrived there according to the appointed time.
到了之后呢，一问，老板不在了。
When I arrived, then I asked and I realized the owner is
不在，他是不在家，也不在这个地上。
The owner passed away.
他已经去世。
He passed away.
他前一年去世。
He just passed away a year ago.
那我们就说我们来的目的就是要来处理这个事情。
So I told them the purpose I came is to resolve this issue.
那主感动我是两倍。
And the Lord touched me to restore two times.
不是四倍。
Not four times.
啊，因为主那个时候呢，我是大概付两倍还可以。
So Lord know that if I restore two times, it was okay.
然后呢，我这样做，做了之后呢，那个老板娘她一听到说我们是来还的，而且还加倍还，她眼泪马上掉下来。
So when the wife of the owner heard that I came to return the money and also with two times, that her tears fell down.
她说以前像你这样接这 case 的人很多啊。
She said that there were a lot of people took this kind of case before.
从来没有人回来啊。
Nobody came back.
也没人提起啊。
And nobody even mentioned.
也没人打电话。
Nobody call.
你是第一个。
You are the first one.
所以呢，当时我们跟他讲说，我们没有比别人这个好啊，比别人高明，我们是因为信耶稣主耶稣感动的缘故才来的。
So I told her that not that I'm better than others, but because I believe unto Jesus that Jesus has touched me to come.
所以当时呢，我们就传福音给他，他当时就接受。
So we preached gospel to her, and then she received.
这是主在我身上处理的一个事情，把往事给他结束了。
So this is something Lord has dealt with me to conclude my past.
往事的结束是很重要的。
It is very important for the concluding of the past.
使你在神面前做个清神的人。
So that you become someone without burden before God.
我们回去的时候啊，你充满了喜乐。
When I went home, I was full of joy.
你想哈，如果你把钱送去给别人哈，还加倍的送去，你会喜乐吗
？Do you think you'll be feel joyful if you give money to others and even double?
照着一般的形式不会喜乐的，那钱送给人家还喜乐
？If in normal condition, it wouldn't be joyful just to give money out.
但是呢，我们是照着主的感动去做这件事情。
But I did according to the touch of the Lord.
真是欢欢喜喜的回去。
It was truly return home with joy.
而且很欣喜，以后这一类的事情呢，再也不成为好像属灵上的障碍。
And very amazingly, something like this would never become the obstacle of in my spirit.
这是很奇妙的事情。
This is very amazing.
所以属灵的事情，有些东西是你要需要做到那个到位那个就是那个点那个人身上去的。
So for spiritual things, sometimes you must do it onto the person.
有些东西你是可能不需要做到那个点，但有些东西你是需要做到那个点上去的。
Sometimes you have to do it onto that point.
那主就给我这样的恩典。
Then Lord gave me such grace.
所以我想我提这个，我最近是有这样的感动，交通这个题目。
So I feel touched to share this topic.
我今天因为时间原因，我不能再讲下去。
But because of time, I cannot go on anymore.
我想再讲下去，还可以再讲一倍的时间。
I think I can still share double of the time.
但是我们彼此提醒一下。
But let's remind each other.
你信主一段时间了。
After you have believed unto the Lord for a certain time.
希望你在神面前是一个很清神的人。
Hope that you are someone without burden before God.
不要有什么东西拦阻了你跟神之间的关系。
Not let anything hinder your relationship with God.
不只是拦阻你跟神之间的关系。
Not only hinder the relationship between you and God.
也可以拦阻你跟弟兄姊妹之间的关系。
But also hinder the relationship between you and the brothers and sisters.
你只要有一个东西是神看为不适合留在我们身上的。
If there's something that God feels it shouldn't be on us.
你就可能呢在某种程度上面，你是不能完全正常在神面前。
Then up to a certain point, you cannot be normal before God.
但这不是心理分析。
But it's not psychological analysis.
我再次强调，这不是心理分析。
It's definitely not psychological analysis.
这是在神的光中。
This is before the light of God.
所以你不要因为听了这个，你先回去就想啊想啊再想啊。
So don't be like after you hear that, then you go home and keep thinking.
不需要。
You don't have to do that.
今天主叫我交通这个题目是主感动我的，我根本没有想要交通这个题目。
Lord has touched me to share this topic. I have never thought to share about it.
我相信主感动交通的题目一定是当中我们当中有弟兄姊妹需要这个东西。
I believe when Lord touched me to share, it must be that there's brothers sisters who need it.
但不是交通这个题目之后你就回去自我反省再反省再反省。
But not that after I share, then you go home and keep thinking and meditate about it.
你不需要,
you don't have to do that.
你只要活在神面前,
you just live before God.
活在主面前,
live before the Lord.
你让主多看看你,
let Lord keep looking at you
去多看看主,
more. And you also look at Lord more.
多亲近一下主,
be draw closer with the Lord.
多让主看一看,
let Lord look at you even more.
多呼求一下主名,
and seek Lord's name even more.
也许让主多教教你吧,
and also let Lord call you more.
哎, 主叫你就不同了,
it's so different when Lord calls you.
主叫你说某某某,
Lord calls you such such.
哎, 你可能就知道里面有没有东西需要处理。
Then you know there's something in you needs to be dealt with.
所以你不需要回去好像在那里无日三省无身在那里做。
So you don't have to go home and keep thinking about yourself.
主愿意与你同住。
The Lord would like to abide with you.
你看看跟主住起来习惯不习惯。
Do you feel comfortable with when you live with the Lord?
你若跟主住起来不太习惯, 那就是可能有东西需要处理处理。
Then if you feel not comfortable with the Lord,
你跟主耶稣住起来很舒服。
If you feel so comfortable when you live with the Lord,
你可以蒙主的光照, 可以在主面前自由的来往。
You are being enlightened by the Lord and you can go to the Lord very freely.
那感谢主。
Then thank the Lord.
好, 所以我们求主帮助我们。 活在他同在的光中,
so we may the Lord help us to live before the light of His presence.
也活在他再来的光中,
and also live before the light of His coming again.
所有的事情都要在他再来的光中经过检定。
Everything will be judged and searched through the light of His coming again.
今天能够处理, 趁早处理。
If you can resolve this, then resolve it quickly.
不要拖。
Do not drag on.
对你有好处, 同时肯定对我有好处。
It has benefit to you and also to us.
一个肢体在神面前得益处, 整个身体都得益处。
When one member is being benefited, then the whole body is profitable.
主若愿意的话, 或许我还会再交通这方面。
If Lord's willing, then maybe I will share more.
但如果主改变, 我就交通另外的。
Then if Lord change me, then I will share others.
我们再祷告。
Let us pray.
主你完全知道我们,
Lord, you know us.
我们在你面前完全是赤裸敞开,
we are boldly and open before you.
我们相信主你把这些的话赐给我们,
Lord, we believe that you give those words to us.
是为着你爱你的儿女,
it's for that you love your children.
你要你的儿女在你面前更大的蒙恩,
you want your children to receive even more grace before you,
更大的蒙福,
to receive more blessing.
求主你圣灵在我们心中在我们生活中继续的做工,
pray that your Holy Spirit works among our life and among our hearts.
如果我们有什么往事, 有什么需要去了解的,
if there's anything of our past that need to be dealt with,
求主给我们恩典, 给我们智慧,
pray that you give us grace and wisdom,
给我们能力,
give us power.
谢谢主,
thank Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.